Yes.
Ahorita me lo dio quite an upset from the research. I know it's the first meeting since the research, but some of us do it in the first meeting. You have your other businesses. There's a proposed agenda, opening, apologies, metasurizing. Those three discussions on the content, short list of candidates, variations on the draft report, and closures. Any proposals or amendments to the agenda? Anything that you want us to add or subtract on the agenda? On our side?
Chair, I have no suggestions or additions, but I move the accepted agenda report.
Yeah, the move that you adopt the agenda and move forward any second. Seconded, thank you. Any apologies? We've got an apology from Ms. Makenyane. Yeah, of course, of ill health. Also, Mr. Watson, for the party engagement. Ms. Smart. Oh, he's gone to the briefing. And then Mr. Snell. Oh, he's on our appropriations committee. We've got the four apologies. I think I said them. Honorable. Oh, yes, except those honorable members who also sit in the Ethics Committee that is also sitting at the same time, Honorable Sosibo. Fortunately, Honorable Lanto is here with us. I think when you have to take the Ethics Committee, when you need to take decisions, you will excuse us, but I hope you'll come back because at some stage you'll have to take decisions too. Welcome, co-chair. Any other apologies? No. Can you go to the minutes then? I think those are the minutes of the. We've got the three sets of minutes: the 19th of May, 21st of July, and 23rd. Can we then start with the minutes of the 19th of May? On our result,
I prepare the statements of the minutes.
Then provide the agenda of the minutes. Any second? Thank you, Honorable Tihachi. Second it. we don't quite form a quorum, but I think we can the next time then formally adopt the minutes. Okay. Can move then to the minutes of the 21st. On page 1. From the chair, the committee was only going to implement us away on the oversight visit overseas, and I was part of the delegation, including Mr. Khale. On page 3, page 5. And the last page. Our blue was the same, supported by Honorable Kurano. Okay, thank you, members. Can we then go on matters arising? Let's do all of them, because some of the issues, they flow from one to the other. We can just deal with the three of minutes, all of them at once, on matters arising. Honorable Bloom?
Chairperson, I don't think that matters are on the left. Adopt it and postpone it up until we adopt the committee.
There's a proposal that we don't don't deal with the matters arising, but we postpone all matters arising until we can adopt him when they've got a full quorum the next meeting. We just one short of 1% from the quorum.
Okay, I propose that let's go through them. If there are decisions that require quorum to be made, then we defer. But let's get information regarding what has been resolved to be done, whether that has been done or not.
Can we not just get one more person to follow forward, maybe can finalize for today? That might be useful.
And the ACDB mobilize some of these other members.
many members will bring it.
No, I propose the ANC must mobilize their forces. They are the majority. I mean, they are informed members of the ANC.
I think we'll try and get more members. But in the meantime, I suggest that we discuss and defer taking decisions until the quorum.
Exactly. That we let's discuss the issues and we defer the decision until we have a full quorum. We will try to mobilize extra 2 people or more. Can go by authorizing members.
Minutes of the 19th, starting with the minutes of the 19th. On page 4, regarding the planned study visit, maybe if we deal with it now, we won't have to deal with it in the other meetings. I think there's still no finality on this matter, because you recall that in the last meeting, I was called upon to seek a meeting with Mr. Bapela, the House Chairperson. I have not been able to manage to get that meeting with him, so that's it. There's final clarity as to what this stance is formally. So we'll have to report in the next meeting as to what the final position is regarding this, the attitude of Parliament towards this visit. Of candidates for what? For the Venice visit? Talk about the Venice.
Reset. And to me, we are just delaying the decision. We had a plan in terms of how we were going to move forward. We said we will call everybody that wants to present orally here in the parliament. So taking the research to me, it's delaying the way forward. So I want to propose that we review that, so that we don't go to this agenda of now shortlisting, because there's no new information that we'll get through the research. Thank you.
Honourable Bloom, let's propose now that the committee reviews its decision that we should commission researchers on this issue of disputed study who was debating, and that we have all the information that we needed, and perhaps should go ahead and share, because the intention was that we invite all the stakeholders in the that we could not interrogate and then we interrogate them. And they are going to get a decision. Instead of commissioning a researcher again.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson,
it's not a very easy and simple matter. It's a very emotional matter. And I think that we must give enough time and have patience on this work. We are from public hearings, we are from oversight systems. This is a very emotional issue. And I think, personally, let us go deeper into this thing and not take any decision at present. Let's go through what we have proposed to say that there must be researcher and what. That will be my proposal.
And what would be the researcher incentive? But what more information is the researcher likely to give us beyond the information that we have received from the people directly affected? And moreover, we took a decision, as Ms. Nobe has indicated, that once we have had a look at our report, we will then proceed to invite representatives of the affected people to come and engage us. Because you recall that when we went to Limpopo, we never engaged people. We simply listened to what they had to say. So we decided then that they were going to call us here to Parliament and engage them and challenge them if there's a need for them on the basis of what they are proposing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, are you saying that's already a decision? Why are we having this point on the agenda then for a research?
We took a decision last time that we defer discussion of this matter and decision of this matter to this decision. That is why it is on the agenda. Roy, and then?
I think what we're doing now is simply finalized. This idea that we should have some kind of research. And I want to agree with the proposal here. I think let us go for the hearing. If people are anticipating the hearing, let us have the input from the hearing. Then maybe after that, let us not write off research completely. Let us first have the hearing. At the moment, I wouldn't know what we research. What are we going to research? Let us wait to hear what people have got to say. Maybe out of that, emerge. The areas where we need refinement and research. But at the moment, we go to research and say, hey, research the whole thing. So not, research may not be necessary after the hearing, or after the hearing, there may be little differences in the hearing or between the two. What I would support that is not research at this stage, but a consolidation of all the information we've got. We've got tons of information. We've had hearings. We are recording, which must be done. There have been written submissions. So I would suggest no research now. Let's put it off for a while, but let's consolidate all the information we already have in preparation for the end. So I would support it.
Do you want to come in?
happen, I think I'm trying to look into the 19th July 21 and 23. We have not defined the terms of reference of that respect. But we have gone through, which is the series a year, once we have not determined the terms of reference. And in terms of, I'm agreeing to say the paper one, if you appoint a researcher, you have to determine the terms of reference. So you can't have a person, appoint a person without giving a brief, just a blanket check, go and research, whatever. So we are not yet ready for the research, but let's continue with the management plan that we have to say after going to Limpopo, then we'll call people here. Even if, for me, even if we call those that we were hearing, to engage those that we were hearing from the public hearing, it also has to have a broader one, because the civil society who are also saying it throughout Mokhausen, Mpumalanga are also talking. So it does not only say we need to separate the research before we get through to this. I'm afraid we just put in my future. Thank you.
I think even Zoom is in agreement with your suggestion that let's not proceed to engage.
I have to reach out.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we are in a position to take decisions, of course. Thanks to ANC, we have a corner. Thank you, ANC. We thank the ANC to be there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm having a request that if we're going to invite the presenter, we must consider representatives from all different dialects. That is my request. Thank you.
You mean by different dialects, all different dialects?
Maybe from five municipalities. We must have the representatives from those.
Yes, of course, we'll make sure that we look at the records, as has been suggested by NP. The researchers will look at all the documentation that we have and help us determine which body should be represented. We'll have to be fully represented of all the people concerned.
Obviously, we support that, but am I correct to say that we only have three CVs of researchers in front of us? There are only three people who have indicated that they are willing to do research or not. Can I just say, can we not then ask them to attend those hearings we're going to have? And then they can advise us whether it's suitable to research first. You know, and then by sitting in maybe at one hearing, we can be working with them in terms of what they should research. I don't think they can research anything more. It's research is going to show us exactly what we know now. But maybe take the expense and invite all three to one hearing and for the sake of our research, you know, not necessarily for the sake of our research.
Yeah, that would mean then that you've taken a decision that indeed you will need the services of research. And that also means that you have to pay them. If they are researchers, they should be in a position to do their work without having to attend our meeting.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. We don't have to go externally before we exhaust what the process. So we have internal researchers in Parliament. Even this committee has an research. If we want to visit up, we can visit up with them. The capacity that we have in Parliament first before we go out to them.
Any questions? Well, any more matters arising? That seems to have taken care then of the item regarding shortlisting of candidates on our agenda. Can we this process. Can we, what do we do? What is the process we are doing? Would anyone proposing the adoption of all the minutes? What is it? Originally proposed by what? Okay. So just with the minutes, therefore, matters arising from the minutes of the meeting of the 19th of May. Let's proceed to the minutes of the meeting of the 21st of July. On page 2, does anyone know of the whereabouts of Mr. Watson? Even though it is my view that we don't have to really put it as a burden on him to establish the formula that he's supposed to follow. He apologized. Oh, okay. I think the secretary will have to attend to what was requested Mr. Watson to do, to establish the formula that has to be followed when determining the number of members of the committee to go to. Are we not breaking our Quran?
First make sure the form is in check.
In case that decision to be taken, I believe there will be.
Yeah, but can you count if there is a quorum?
No, it is. Yeah?
Is there a quorum or not? Before I'm leaving.
Before me, quorum, please. We need you.
Coke will always be a very important Coke will always be a very important
Okay, anything else on the matter arising? There was a problem, and then this was Frank pointed out to the meeting that certain days will not be suited before us to meet. That's why we decided to consolidate some items in order to judge with on certain days. There being no more of
yeah, chapter Sunday is on minutes of the 23rd of July. Oh, okay.
More matters arising from the minutes of the meeting of 21 July. I'll proceed through the minutes of the meeting of 23 July. Okay. To assist, maybe to assist in that meeting, the representatives of the House of Representatives, and I want to welcome Kosi Kudama to join us. die sehr besten in unserer nationalen Landwirtschaft in die Schrecken, in Submission, really, were giving this attention. We basically representative said that in essence this is a preliminary submission that they are making to Parliament, and that they are working on a consultative process where relevant structures of traditional leaders will meet and come up with proposals for a review of the constitution, so that they don't come in bits and pieces. You remember that Mpumalanga came on its own, the National House came on its own, and it's possible that there are other structures that will want to make recommendations. I think it's on that basis that Coach Kutama and Coach Singh Mashamba said they would come again. I mean, they would come again, having had that consultative meeting. On that basis, therefore, I'm not sure if we would do that with this matter. If we were to see he take a decision whether we are to have they have not yet come up with that's a comprehensive proposal. But
yeah, agreement with the proposal would be a way that after that consultative meeting takes place between the three times. I think we do need to give proper justice to the commission, and that will enable us. And there might be some issues that some members might want to raise now, but to make the final definitive decision on that, I think it's only fair to await that full and comprehensive submission. Thank you, Chair.
Looks like that's got my time, isn't it?
I agree with the proposal to say we put it aside until there is that consultative one from the House and the entire. Thank you.
Indication, should we agree to that, does that then mean that that would stand over like other submissions to the next year? We just need to consider that. I think there are various submissions that we refer to various places and that, but we just need to then in our report indicate that that is an ongoing, a matter that's receiving ongoing attention, like the language issue probably.
I imagine that is the position we take. We are still going to go to the report of the submissions, and I'm sure that's when we concretize our position. But there was another suggestion that was made by Nkosi Kutama that this committee should consider embarking on a study together maybe with traditional leaders to some countries in Africa that have the institution of traditional leadership in the lives of. And maybe you might want to take a decision on that one. It doesn't have to wait until their comprehensive proposal has been submitted before you can embark on that. You might, if you agree, embark on that trip and then come back, and when we consider their submission, we'll be in a position to compare our situation with that of the country that we have chosen.
Yeah, Commissioner, I want to support that one because we will be in a position to really establish, and when we come back, we'll be in a better position after that consultative process, and then we'll be in a position to take an informed position on this issue. Thank
you.
Let us go on to that and point to that as a study for in Africa and emphasizing in Africa.
Right. I also want to support that proposal of course subject to budgetary constraints, but I would also like to look into those issues as well. I think it's very important. Professional leadership plays a hugely important role in South Africa and in Africa, and I think it's, I agree with my colleague, it's looking good in Africa.
Imagine, therefore, our researchers will do the necessary research work so that they can advise us on which is the best country to visit over this matter.
Yeah, that's what I was going to be saying, that which are the best countries so that we have options in terms of looking at which ones then can we choose from those countries and then present it in the next meeting.
Can I, from the chair, propose that let's kill two birds with one stone? Earlier on, we proposed that let's go to visit Kenya and Venice to see if their constitution, because it is almost or the committee that they have on constitutional review, so that when we visit those countries to look into this issue of traditional leaders, we also at the same time look into the issue of how the committee on constitutional review. For our own sake. I think there was that proposal earlier on, that's why we chose taking the trip to Venice.
So can we ask the researchers to look into traditional leaders in Venice as well? Or not?
Then shall we proceed to the next item on the agenda, which would be
while considering this issue, Chairperson, I think this issue is linked to the proposal, or rather, I submitted a letter from the Legal Resource Center. I wonder if we discuss it together, because we've got a submission from the Legal Resource Center that relates directly to this issue of traditional legal submissions, of which is item number 4 on the agenda. Okay.
Yeah, actually, that is the item we're getting into. Discussion on the content of correspondence received from the Legal Resources Center and Law, Race, and Gender Session. After our meeting, the last meeting, this is the organization that wrote a letter to Parliament and also to the chairperson of this committee. Stating that they have some concerns about the submissions that were made by the Houses of Traditional Leaders, some of which positions they are opposed to. Therefore, they were requesting, I think, that they be allowed to engage the committee and present their point of view to the committee. Now, we shall have to discuss this and take a decision as to what our approach is supposed to be, because we, if you notice it, the invitation of the public once a year around May, calling on the public to make submissions on whatever part of the constitution they want to review, and we entertain that, and thereafter we take it to the committee. We have never come upon a situation where we have to conduct hearings, not only from those who have made submissions, but also from those who found themselves to be invested in the matter that has been presented to the committee. In fact, even the idea of inviting people who have made submissions is something new. In the past, as I recall, we have never engaged the people to present a submission to this committee. Let's discuss therefore what needs to be done in such circumstances when someone who has not initiated a submission comes in to say, he wants to say something about that submission.
Chair, I've also served on the committee for a number of years with you, and I agree with you that we've always invited submissions. Submissions are then made, we consider them, we're fully entitled to invite the persons that have made the submission to clarify certain aspects. I've never made a principle heard of anyone that wants to oppose those missions. How would they know that? And in any case, should we then agree that this is a worthwhile submission that requires constitutional amendment? That process then allows for public submission, public hearing. And at that stage, that later stage, opponents of that proposed constitutional amendment will have the full right to oppose and argue in opposition to that proposed amendment. But to open it at this early stage, for every possible submission that we receive, that an objector then can come and object to that, I think we're already struggling to finalize submissions. I think it will complicate the matter. And I'm in initial agreement with you that we should curtail it just to those persons that have submissions and indicate to the Legal Resources Centre that they will have full right at a later stage to object should there be a proposed constitutional amendment arising from the submission. Thank you, Chair.
Incidentally, I don't know, Chair, whether I had welcomed them. They are also here. The representatives of the Legal Resources Center and the unit in Cape Town. You are also welcome to the president, and you always show an interest in the work of Parliament and this committee. In a moment.
Yamaha Chairperson. Chair, we've just taken a decision that in view of the agenda that Mpumalanga said, say it's a preliminary and then there's going to be wide consultation within the National House of Traditional Leaders, and said we'll await that time until we interact with it. So maybe there was a mistake in terms of us capturing the decision on the minutes of 19 May, because it was the last sentence sort of the committee should also invite the representative from the National House of Traditional Leaders to the public hearing. Maybe they thought we were doing the public hearing instead of we wanted clarity from the president. Thank you.
Advocate Swart, that I think the request is irregular because we have made no final decision yet on this particular issue. It is moving forward, it's part of in process. The request also is premature because there's no finality on the submission of the occasional leaders. When we file the proposition, we will then sit down and decide whether that proposition has merit or not, whether we ought to consider a constitutional amendment. When that stage is reached, Advocate Swart is quite right, and then we'll probably have hearing, then everybody, including Legal Resources Centre and the others, may then come and make their submission. But it's very, very premature to consider at this stage, when there's no finality on the proposition, to invite these kinds of submissions. When we finalise and decide to go ahead, that is the point at which people may then kind of make their propositions for or against.
Well, they would not have been in a position to know whether we would not decide to accept the proposal in today's meeting. That was their apprehension. They wanted to engage us, to give us their own point of view, to influence us before we took that decision. So, in view, of course, of what has been decided, therefore, indeed, it is true that it is not yet a time for any public hearing to be embarked upon. Bloom.
No, Chairperson, I'm persuaded to agree with the two. I was having a different view, but it's fine. You see, I was about to ask what damage will it do to allow them to leave the committee, not on the issues of the other bodies, on their own thinking of it. But the two colleagues are persuading me, and I agree with them, that gives them, when we are there.
Yeah, it may not, I was going to say, it may not will open the process again to the public to make submissions. If they, anyone including them, wanted to make submissions, they should be able to do so. Especially on those submissions that have already been submitted to us. That's mine.
Apologies for coming in late to other engagement, but I just wanted to say that whilst I agree with the sentiment around the house, how we should proceed with this question, but I however think that the underlying procedural question, which is as to how does a committee deal with a request of this nature in the context, say, of an actual public hearing in progress, it is something that might still arise going forward in the future. And whilst at this stage it may be essentially an academic question, it might be good that Secretary perhaps obtain advice from the institution as to what the proper procedure would be should an issue like that arise, so that next round, if it does happen, it doesn't catch us off guard. For example, a situation arises where interested parties request copies of written submissions that has been tabled in a public hearing. Question becomes, do they have the right of access to those documents in the position of a committee? And what is the method of accessing them? Do we have a duty to make copies for them, etc.? So those kind of issues might arise going forward, and maybe we need to upfront be ready to deal with the situation of that nature. And maybe that's something that should be resolved by the institution in respect of all other committees so that everybody knows what the problem is.
Yeah, as you have indicated, it's somewhat academic at this stage in light of what you've decided on. But there's no harm in us getting some indication as to what is to be done, but I suppose any other body will be guided by ourselves, even within Parliament, because this is the first of its kind. You know that this committee in the past has not been taken as seriously as it should have been, as it is being now. So certain things are bound to arise and we have to take certain decisions and positions as we move along. But I think the decision, the point that has been made, especially by Bart and Ray and Roy, that we'll continue on the basis of how we have always been conducting our business. We consider the submission that has been given to us, look at what needs to be done, if there's a need to call on the people who made submissions, we call them. If there arises a situation where we believe the interest of other people is affected by the submission, and therefore it's necessary for public hearing to be conducted, we'll do the usual and invite the public to come and make submissions on that particular issue that we do before. Thank you. Shall we then move on to the next item, which is number 6, deliberation on the draft report on 2009 public submission. Be aware that when the invitation was issued last year, I think it was July because of the constitution of the committee after May. So normally, in terms of the rules, we're supposed to issue the invitation in May of every year. It was it went out in July, and submission 15. I understand what we mean, and we consider that. This is the report, therefore, that we need to submit to Parliament some will finalize our positions on, some will not finalize our positions. Some parties felt it necessary to engage their own parties first before they can come up with a decision as to whether or not a particular submission must be accepted or rejected, which would mean therefore that you can see in the report itself there are certain submissions on which you don't have a position as a committee, neither rejecting the submission nor accepting it, which would mean that they will continue to be on our agenda until that time, but we have our mandate from our political organization for negotiation.
Chairperson, thank you. There. Paragraph 2, the submission of Feldspar. I think we must just add somewhere a sentence, because that is only the a summary, but we don't say it will remain on the agenda or refer somewhere else. But I can't remember, you know, when have we taken a decision.
Maybe what should do, Leo, could you maybe deal with this in the same way as we are dealing with Guinea? Look at the corrections, first of all, that need to be made, and thereafter go into substantive issues. So what was your point again regarding the first main submission?
Yeah, Chairperson, if you look at all the other submissions, we will say the committee is therefore of the view that the proposal does not warrant, or we say it's being referred there. But at that specific paragraph, we don't say anything about it.
Anyone want to assist us in that regard? Because indeed, we need to indicate at the end what are we saying about that particular submission, besides the analysis of the submission in that.
I was under the impression that we had quite an engagement around the issue of religion and faith, and I remember from our side that we would be proposing that those submissions that ask for references to God or to religion be deleted from the Constitution. We propose that they should be ignored, but offer consideration that we should reject them. See, the one difference here that has been contained out, and I was under the impression that the same was with this Mr. Feltman's proposal, stand under correction, but I was again that after we have considered it, proposed that we reject it. Thank you, Chair.
In essence, the position is that the decision of the committee is that the submission does not warrant a review of the Constitution.
Chairperson, if I can also refer members to the minutes of the 13th of March, their decisions on this submission, they are also. Each other press the secretary didn't capture them or just put them there, but the decision was taken and they can recover the minutes of the 13th of March.
There will be captured by the secretary and included in the report. Anything else on page 2 that needs the clarification or correction?
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, the submission 2 by NAB CAT, I think we are saying the committee feels that the matter does not fall within its ambit and has to be referred to the Department of Public Works or the relevant committee that oversees the department. I think we need to be specific. We mustn't just say relevant committee. Let's identify that committee. The relevant. We need to mention what is this committee, but we're guiding this person that made a presentation.
You believe it's not enough because the relevant committee would obviously be the portfolio committee for the Department of Public Works or LFC. But then again, where are we referring it? To the department or to the portfolio committee? I think that needs to be. What is our decision? Meeting or 2:51?
Yeah. Okay. Chairperson, if I may ask, the committee just took a decision that will let the submitter or the presenter know that he must or she must refer to a department or to the relevant committee. But I think for purposes of exercise the process, it would be much better if this committee refer all the submissions that don't fall within the committee, the municipal committee, to the relevant committee in Parliament, and then inform the submitter or the presenter that his submission has been referred to the relevant committee, and then he might in the future then communicate or she communicate with the relevant committee. Public works to public works. If it is held, it should be held. That way, I think we expedite the process of all the submissions. Other than we refer or we just write back to the submitter to say, no, she must refer or he must refer to another committee. Our decision is that in order to tell whoever submitted that he or he must write to that committee or department, of which, in my view, we just making the process long. We can just shorten the process. And this committee refer all those submissions that don't be all within this mandate to the relevant committee and department and inform the submission.
So in other words, we take initiative ourselves to take the submission to the relevant structure and inform the person who made the submission that that's what we've done. But still, we need to be clear. Some matters may require Parliament, that is the relevant vote for the committee. Others might require the department itself. So we need to make up our minds of whether we're taking the matter to the director general of a department or to the minister for that matter or to the portfolio committee. So in this particular one, we need to establish who is relevant, which is the relevant structure. Is it the portfolio committee, is it the department, or is it the minister?
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. Because it lacks the analysis as we have done on submission one, we will then meet the Secretariat to give us the summary in terms of what is entailed here, so that we then can be in the know in terms of whether we take it to the department for department to identify or whatever those things, or it is on policy, then we take it to the portfolio. Because as it is here, we cannot be able to on the nature really from this report. Thanks.
Yeah, fortunately we have the legal advisor, the researcher, the secretary, they put their heads together and assist us in determining where the submission should be directed to. Right?
Just asking something different.
I like this one then. Bloom?
Yes, also like the difference on the role that good team. I think
let's finalize this one first. Is there anyone else has a view here? Because my view was that let's get the support staff to indicate for us as where we should direct the submission. As I say, to the department, to the minister, or to the portfolio committee.
Yeah.
Okay, you are agreed on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In truth, this is because in some of the submissions, like for instance, there's nothing, you see, the other ones are saying, other recommendations, and think that no clear guidance in the system. That conclusion, recommendation.
This is true. We need to take decisions. And therefore, there must be clarity on that. Yes.
Chairperson, the submission was on the. It was a request for the Construction Industry Improvement Act of 2000, Act No. 38. So So I think the most relevant structure is to refer to the committee because it deals with the legislation. The committee might refer to the department, but I think from our case, we can refer to the committee because it's got to do with the construction industry development act 2000.
I say, but Chair, I still think that let's follow that approach because it might refer to an act. Well, if you find that it is about the operation of the act, the implementation of the act, not necessarily the need for the act to be amended. I think, unless we are certain, having of course gone through these submissions, that that is the correct approach to take. But in general, my view would be that let's give some work to our support staff to assist us in making sure that the decision we take were all clear of the need for you to be taken.
Right.
I'm certainty on some of these items and further activities. I want to suggest where we do have certainty, where we either reject a proposal or we finally refer the proposal to the minister or corporate group or whoever, then we as a committee have reached finality on that subdivision. We should say so in our report. So I would agree with Mr. Bloom. We need some finality, some uniformity when it comes to concluding paragraphs. And where I would suggest, where we have reached finality, no longer our opinion, we should say throughout, as we do in some instances, that it is our view that the proposal does not warrant any amendment to the Constitution. That gives us something of finality. Whether it's going to the minister or the department or whatever, I think we must try to find that and not leave them hanging.
Right.
Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you.
I do, we do. I was still on Facebook, with those discussions that seem to have covered the entire approach to that document. Any other corrections on page 2? Page 3?
The in line with what Honorable Bloom is saying, before the recommendation, we're saying the committee is of the view that the proposal does not warrant any amendment to the Constitution. That's the decision of the committee. However, we also are recommending that the submitter refers the matter to parliamentary committee and Department of Public Service and Administration. I think it also links up with submission 2 to say if we say that it has to be interacted with by this department or by the portfolio committee, if it is portfolio committee, we send it there, but the person is there, then respond to that person. Thank you.
That's exactly what the researchers will assist us in. Page 3, any corrections or comments?
At the very bottom of the page, showing that is that correct? I'd be happy if it is. If other parties are deferring to the ruling party, in the at the very bottom of page 4, the submission by Dr. Pecker will be set aside until further consultation by the ruling party. I'd be happy with that. Are they all deferring to us, waiting for us? I'm happy with that, but I, to be fair, I'm just pointing this out to them in case they want they have another view now.
Yeah, actually, that, I had that in mind when I was saying that some decisions, some of the submissions were deferred decisions on them. I just assumed that parties had consulted. Members of this committee had consulted their respective parties.
So the word to
make a decision subject to what the ruling party has to say is not quite correct, I think.
I see the wording that says set aside, which means it's rejected. I think you want to say is postponed or deferred pending further consultation. You should just maybe end it pending further consultation by the parties.
Again, the sales record from the top, I think is the one that is in there on this one. It's just that the secretary must put a decision there because it does, it is got on the second one. Under 2 education rights, section 29, the second paragraph thereof, there was a decision taken, it's just that the secretary must put the decision as well.
Yeah, wherever the report does not indicate our position, must be indicated. And the minutes, of course, which are doesn't indicate, will assist in those regards.
As a matter of consistency, I see there are other places where we say the committee has set aside. I think we need to say deferred, the decision deferred.
Whatever it is, decision has not yet been taken.
Case five.
No, just a very small thing. There's an extra that, but there shouldn't be. If you look at under the and Mary Rob, in the second paragraph, the committee is of the view that request that that must come out. It's a small thing, but it's not good. The committee is of the view that the request by so that comes out.
And go to chapter 1 on page 5, the submission 8. I think it's not going to be parliamentary to say the committee could not consider the submission as it was not legible. If it was not legible, why would we go back to the person and ask for it?
Couldn't find all my spies. We are going to say that submission 8 by Mr. or Mrs. Rayton. Mr. or Mrs. Rayton. Yeah. Yes, the name is Battle Rayton, but you know whether it's on the Mr. or Mrs. No.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think what the question of we trace them and we couldn't know, see, or the context and whatever, maybe the context of why we didn't go back, I think it has to be a, we should not leave many questions to, I mean, it's going to be public document. Why the committee just did not make follow up. So let's put in the background that made us not to go back.
Someone was not in our meeting. Must be clear why it was, but if it was not legible, we couldn't get all the as come forward. So that would be clarified. Thank you. Anything else on page 5? Page 6? Page 7. On page 6. Are you on page 6?
Yes.
All right.
The conclusion on AFT, I think, is the mutandis with the other ones to say the person must go the relevant committee and the department.
So we'll refer as this committee, we'll refer that submission to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development, and then advise the testing made submission. Okay. Page 7. same apply. This is my submission. Well, I suppose we're not in a... Oh, of course, we're looking at corrections now. I don't know if there are matters of substance beyond what we've already raised that anyone wants to raise. Because I suspect the indication of the committee is that let's have this report redone and take into account the concerns that we face and the suggestions that have been made.
Chair, on submission 14, the same one you were referring to, like, there is the one that decision deferred, which was saying the ruling party. Yes, it says the committee recommends that members should engage on the matter in their study groups. I want us to say the decision maybe has been deferred, so that it's similar to the one that we're saying to the parties parties for further consultation.
Yeah, but I imagine the parties are still considering.
Yeah.
Their position, which should be brought to committee for discussion. Room.
The proposal is that what must be done, and we must cut it and adopt it as a committee. We must adopt it.
Any more comments?
Chairperson, we will request that, as we say, the report to be written, effecting the changes. Like, one got the report in the morning, the pigeonhole, and one has to go through the report very fast. We request that we get the report prior to the meeting, not an if. Even if I don't know whether it was put in the evening yesterday or it was put in the morning, because in the morning when I came here, then I found it in the pigeonhole. So it does not give us time to go through the report. Thank you.
Well, the report has been circulated, I think sometime last week, by email. But then these members prefer that they be supplied with the copies as well. That can be done, but it was circulated last week sometime. It was the beginning of this week.
Yeah, no, that is what I wanted to say, Chair. But that's a leak of Parliament. There's a lot of documents that we are, but I want to agree and support what the support staff. This report was circulated, not only on email or what, but I also got it last week in my position. Yes.
Well, the secretary will just make sure that you get electronic copies as well as hard copies on time.
Well,
anything
else? Just notice, honorable members, that there's a little change in the NCOP program. We'll be going for a consistency period of provincial week from the 6th to the 10th of September, so the committee could not sit. And as you know, from the 13th of September as well, it's the constituency period. The committee will only be able to sit on the 22nd of September. But from, actually, we're sitting on the 27th, after the next Friday. No, we sit every alternative Friday. So the next meeting is on the 27th of September, of August. But thereafter, we're only going to be sitting on the 22nd of September due to some changes in the SOP program. So we request members to avail themselves so that can delete all these matters. We still have got the outstanding submissions for this year that we need to graduate probably before we arrive this year. And we should submit also for them. So we request the availability of members. We'll try to make our meetings as short as possible, but to discuss the issue.
Yeah, because the reason it took longer even today is because we had to go through other meetings, minutes of other meetings, because we didn't form quorum. So So if we don't form quorum, we delay the taking of decision. So that by the time we do meet, we are not in the position to meet to finish on time. So that is very important that we make sure that we attend that. Well, I think we want to thank everybody for having made time to in this meeting on a Friday. Hope you'll enjoy your the meeting is adjourned.
Mike, who is sitting here in this chair at the corner? Who is occupying this chair?
No,
now he condemned. Mike is condemning. No, I just wanted to
No.
I will always believe what you are. No, he said it to me in the morning.
I'll be okay.
No.
So just send me the email. We'll try to see what we can do about it. Adopt somebody else. There is something which there is a department like that. So maybe if you send the email, we could.
All right. Oh, sure.